It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We appreciate it. If you have not already subscribed to our podcast, we are pretty much on any platform you check out. We are on Apple, like iTunes. We're Google Podcasts. We are on Spotify. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show and make sure you subscribe and give us 5 stars.
Yeah, I actually think we just got over 2 million listens. And let me know, when I started and became producer 3 months ago, we only had about 300,000. So... I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Your jokes are just not funny.
Yeah, your jokes are like really, like today of
They're
all
just
days.
So dry and useless.
It's funny. I was implying we got 1.7 million listens within
my time
here.
But like, why would anyone know that? Like, why would anyone know that you were joking?
Well, I don't, it was funny.
Porchop, I love the effort.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Are you done?
Yeah,
right, do you want to keep on going?
I'm done.
Okay. I just trying to keep people listening to the show so we can all have a job here. This is something that happened, and I think it's karma that is good coming my way, but I want to know if you think we're doing the right or wrong thing, because maybe it'll give us bad karma. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We've been tidying up. You probably heard me annoyingly talk about it, the whole Marie Kondo thing. It's been big on Netflix. Her book came out years ago. It's a bestseller, and it's just about a tidying method, and you clean up, and we've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. I really appreciate my wife going through and doing stuff, and she donated like 40 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
I still think she has like 150 or so. She has
That's
so
insane.
Many.
There's no way she wears all of those.
No, she doesn't. And but I get that, but it's just it's out of control, Liv. So she filled up a whole shoe rack and then there's still a huge pile. So I'm like, you know what? Let's order one more thing, a shoe rack that'll hold like 50 pairs or so. After that, you can donate what's left. So she orders it off Amazon. We get it the other day. I'm like, well, this is a big box. I don't know how it got messed up because we checked our account and our Amazon and everything and what we got charged. They gave us 2 giant shoe
no
racks
way.
For the price of one because these are like 50 or 60 bucks a piece.
Oh, jeez.
So she has the receipt.
Expensive.
I'm like, you need to take the other one back to the store and just get your money back saying, oh, I didn't want this because you can return it to this particular store. It's from Amazon, but you can do it to the place that sells it. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. So... that's good karma coming our way. I feel like that we got 2 of them, and we don't really need it. Is that wrong if we go in there and just try to flip it and get the money back so we get a free shoe stand?
Ooh.
Like, what
I
would
think
you
that's
do?
Messed up. I would just keep it. I wouldn't tell.
We don't need it.
I wouldn't tell Amazon, but I would keep it. Or I would maybe like sell it on like Facebook Market or Craigslist or something like that, but I would not
so
try
So I have
to...
a chance of getting killed or stabbed by somebody?
I mean, I've gotten stuff off Craigslist and I've never been killed yet, so.
Yet, that's the big thing. What would you do, Porkchop?
I would definitely let them know they messed up.
Why?
Just because that's, I don't know how I am.
You don't think that like this was meant to be that it happened to us because we've had so much bad crap that this is something good coming our way?
Maybe there's something even better to come your way when you return it.
Okay, really?
Maybe.
I think that like you could get charged for fraud if people find out about this.
How is that fraud?
It is fraud because you didn't pay for that and you're returning it and that's fraudulent. You're lying.
So every
you're
time
lying
I,
so that wait. You paid for it, you're getting money that you don't deserve. That is fraud.
No, okay. Would it not be bad if I just kept it and did nothing with it? I don't understand your thing because if the company messed up, that's on them. They're the company.
I don't think you have to return it. But if you try to turn it in for money, that is fraudulent.
See, I'm not the kind of guy that scams the system, but I feel like this is different. Like the big company, Jeff Bezos, listen, I'm sorry you're getting divorced, dude, but this guy's still a billionaire. Like he's going to be okay if I somehow scam the system and get a free
$50
or $60 shoe stand.
It doesn't matter. You're still scamming a system which is illegal. Yes, he'll be fine without you returning the second shoe stand, but that doesn't mean that you can try to return it and get money that you don't deserve. That is fraud, Joe. Like, legally, it's fraud. Not even like me saying like, oh, you're going to be a bad person. It's not even about that. I'm just saying like, legally, that's fraud. I just watched a ton of documentaries on fraud.
Joy just tweeted at us, at Joe and Alex Show, and give us a follow. My husband would totally return and get the money, then keep the other one for free. That's what I'm thinking about doing. This doesn't happen much in life, so I think we're doing the right thing. Zach said, donate to someone in need, ... like me. All right, maybe.
Yeah, see, give it to Zach. That would be fine. Give it to Zach for free.
I just would like to have it for free for myself and save that money. Let's go to Lexi this morning. Hey, Lexi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do we do here?
Hello. I just want to say, one, I'm very excited to be on the show right now.
Yeah, but... Lexi's on the show!
All right, Lexi!
Yeah!
I debate calling every morning, and I finally did it today.
We're proud of you.
But, so I think you should take it back with the receipt because it might be wrong, and I might have terrible karma from this as well, but... If I go to the store or something and I buy like a pair of jeans and a week later it's on sale, my mom will go in and rebuy the on sale jeans and then take back the new jeans with my old receipt so I get the on sale one.
What's so bad about her doing that either?
Pocketing extra money.
Lexi, I agree with you. I don't think that's a bad thing.
You're just getting the deals. It's not like it says on the receipt that you're not allowed to do that.
You do know that a lot of times if you go into a store and you're like, oh my gosh, these jeans are now on sale. I literally bought these like 2 days ago, 4 days ago. Like, can I get them for the sale price? I'll be like, yep, let's return them. And
really?
Then you can rebuy them. A lot of times they'll do that.
So you can just
But why, like, go around and, like, buy them and then, like, return the old pair? That seems weird to me.
Do you like to save money?
No, I do.
Okay.
Some people on Twitter, Joy says, my husband would totally return it and get the money and then keep the other one for free.
That's what you do it.
And then Nick on Twitter says, yes, don't do it. I worked as loss prevention at Walmart. You would go to jail and get a Class C felony. And I would not say nothing on the air, dude. You're not smart for that. Ooh.
Hey, dude, what if I brought this topic up but did it yesterday? Ooh.
Then you still would get a Class C felony. So
whatever. I need some action in my life. Lexi. Thank you for that first call. We'll never forget you. You call back anytime you agree with me. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You had something similar happen?
Yeah, I had something similar happen. They told me just to keep it. So I think that you should return it and get the money and then buy blankets or coats or gloves and give them to the homeless around Indianapolis.
That's some super, super good karma. And honestly, if you did that, your lawyer might be able to say that when you're in court, and you might get the Class C felony, like, lowered.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Kayla, and thank you, Live the Web Girl, for that amazing legal advice.